Welcome back to Racing Pulse. One of the other features on day two of the championships is the Australian Oaks. And Montefilia, who ran so bravely in the Derby last week, is backing up to take on the girls. David Payne joins us again this morning. Morning, David.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well indeed. And your girl, you would have been proud of her performance last week. She's obviously done well throughout the week to back up.
Yeah. No, look, she's a tough filly. So she'll back up and then she'll go to the paddock.
What do you make of the run in the Derby? Was it the fact that it probably wasn't a really tough run Derby in the middle stages against her last week?
Yeah, she was going a bit strong, which the jockeys, you know, Jason Godoff said she was going a little bit too hard. And, you know, coming up the inside wasn't ideal. Look, you know, I would have preferred the outside, but that's racing. It wasn't his fault. He had no option. And to get beat a couple of lengths is not a disgrace.
Well, Harmony Rose, who is now the new favourite for the Oaks, we know she likes to race up on the speed. So where do you see yourself in the Oaks? It's not that big a field. How close to Harmony Rose will she be?
Well, we'll let just ride her where she's comfortable. You know, she's a better filly when she's wired out with that big action anyway. So I would just leave it to Jason. Where she's happy, leave her there.
She's only raced over this distance twice. She got beaten in the Victorian Oaks and then she ran a close fourth in the Derby. No concerns whatsoever about this distance. Do you think she is a truly strong stayer?
Yeah, no, she stays. You know, to get beat two lengths in the Derby. I mean, imagine if she stayed. she stayed. I don't know. You know, when people, when you get beat two lengths and they tell you you don't stay, I mean, I can't buy that.
Yeah. Are you surprised then that she's not the favourite because she's got that Derby form?
Oh, you know what racing's like. They jump off him very quickly. Now, that's the game. It's always been like it. So it's actually better. There's no pressure on us.
We know she's tough. Could she have even taken a touch of improvement out of last week?
Well, you know, I think I had a spot on. You know, so I can't make excuses there. Well, I hope she can take a bit, but...
Who is the hardest to beat, do you think, David?
Well, you know, that filly from New Zealand, she looks very, very smart. And that filly of Mark Newnham, you know, I mean, she's come on the scene late and she's a big, strong girl. So, you know, you've got to respect them. So I would say those two.
We know that she's performed well with the cut out of the track, but do you think a good surface will suit her maybe even better tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. You know, she's such a big striding filly. So, yes, you know, as long as there's a little bit of speed in the race as well. You know, the staying races end up a sit and sprint, which doesn't really suit horses. You know, they can't really sprint. They've got to build up.
Final word, David. You're confident?
Yeah, no, look, she'll run well. She's back to fillies. So I'm a bit more confident.
Good on you, David. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks. Okay, Michael. Thanks, eh? All the best. Cheers, mate. Bye.